Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up at 1:30, we will, of course, hear what you people have to say today. I'm sure it's a lively chat today. And we're going to find out if Hugh Douglas is guilty of something here at WIP. So that's all coming up in a little bit. Hugh, we got a game tomorrow, though. Eagles-Browns. Tomorrow, 1 p.m. is kickoff. Pregame show starts here on WIP at 11. We'll be there at the link for the game and the pregame show tomorrow. All right, Hugh, before we get to it, of course, this segment is sponsored by?
This segment is sponsored by CJ Tires and Auto. You can save big at service and on thousands of tires from all the top-tier brands you trust. CJ's isn't just about tires. They've got a whole ride covered. They got your whole ride covered. Visit CJ Tires today. CJ Tires Auto and Tire today.
All right, wait
a minute. CJ's Tire and Auto today.
Oh my gosh, it's awful.
I messed that up. I mean, it happens.
What is wrong with him?
It's almost become a part of your reads. It's like,
some of them I knock out the park.
Well, I love you, buddy, but sometimes you are a disaster.
I mess them up.
It does make them more memorable, though, which is that the whole point
of an
ad?
That's the point.
Yep. Make it memorable.
Yes, it is. No, I was thinking about that shameless plug with that spicy, pumpkin spice bacon.
Oh, that's one of your best, yeah. And you becoming a pumpkin spice guy, as we've heard.
Yeah, the bacon was all right, man. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
All right, we got ourselves a football game tomorrow, Hugh. What are you watching tomorrow?
Ain't nothing to watch. They already got blown out. They got blown out already.
That's such a cop-out.
Hold on a second.
They got blown out.
Well, then you should be worried if you're not watching it tomorrow.
The season's over, man. No, game over, dude.
Hold on. Time out. We got a segment here to do. We got a pregame show to do tomorrow.
Focus. No, seriously. This is an opportunity. The thing that I've picked up on from the last couple of days at camp, especially early on, is that they were rotating the secondary guys a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody has to step up. Because after this, when you only got one more, then they start cutting folks. So, yeah.
Losing jobs.
You got to step up.
So here's what I'm looking at. So I think the secondary, like you brought up, is a good place to look. Hugh, I don't think right now they have anyone that they're locked in on to play the second corner. Like, if I had to guess today, I would guess Adoree Jackson is going to be the guy to start the season. He's the vet.
Yeah.
Ringo did not play well last week. So I would guess it's Adoree, but I don't. I'll put it this way: if Vic Fangio had truth serum, I don't think he's excited about Adoree Jackson. I think he could kind of hold the fort down for a little while. He's a vet, but that's not ultimately who I think they want as the season goes on. So there's Keely Ringo, who hopefully will bounce back from what we saw last week. There's Jakorian Bennett, who I'm excited to watch play because we just don't know much about him, and he just got here a week and a half ago. You know, there's even Mac McWilliams, the rookie fifth-round pick, who I saw this week was getting at least a few reps with ones and twos.
Yeah.
So that whatever that corner situation looked like, I need to see some of that. And, Hugh, I'm excited to watch Darius Cooper again. I thought he looked like a real NFL wide receiver last week. But, you know, we do this at training camp. We do it in the preseason. We fall in love with a guy that we might not know his name 5 years from now. Paul Turner's Rasheed Bailey.
Tarleton State.
My eyes told me last week he could play a little bit. So I'm excited to watch him play again. And then just to see how the quarterback rotation goes, we're not going to see Jalen tomorrow, obviously. I'd expect Tanner McKee again. I don't know if he's going to play as much. Because now I start to think he played a whole half last week, right? I kind of only want to see a quarter. He's valuable. We don't want to get him hurt in a preseason game.
He probably won't play a whole lot.
Yeah, I'm thinking a quarter. Probably... Yeah, and then pass it over to McCord and DTR.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Hurts gets blown out by the Browns in joint practice and Tanner McKee lights him up.
We got ourselves a story on Monday.
Come on, baby. I'm just kidding.
I don't know.
I'm going to get a lot. Yeah, I'm going to get a lot of credit.
Yeah, you people are going to like that one.
It's going to be awesome.
That's
what we do.
I think the McKee thing is, I mean, if McKee goes out there and lights it up again, I mean, last week we had people around here that wouldn't trade him for a first-round pick. So it will grow, right? The McKee thing will grow in terms of our just confidence in him as the backup quarterback. But Darius Cooper is the player I'm really looking forward to watching the most. And then whatever we're getting out of the corner spot, because I have no idea who the second corner is going to be. I would guess Adoree Jackson right now is going to start week one against the Cowboys. But does anyone feel good about whatever that corner is? No.
Well, I feel like whomever the starting corner is, they're going to do their best to try to keep him out of harm's way.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like they're going to They're going to protect him in the defense as much as they possibly can.
I wish there was just one question mark in the secondary, because I think you could kind of help.
Cover up, yeah.
But we have a question at safety and the second corner.
You got a couple questions. You know, and you got, you know, with Sidney Brown, his health and the way that he plays. You know, that's a concern, because he plays all out. He goes all out. But, man, it's like you got to check the oil, like, to see if oil's leaking every time he hits somebody.
I know. Well, and, or he's just going to overrun a play or just get caught up in something.
Yeah, like a Scud missile.
Yeah. And look, the first few weeks, I've said this so many times the last few weeks, the first few weeks of the season, think about the receivers and quarterbacks they're going to face. Dak with CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens. That's obviously a challenge. Week two, it's going to be Mahomes with Xavier Worthy. And we found out yesterday Rashee Rice is going to be able to play in that game because they're not going to do that hearing for a suspension until the end of September. Then week three, it's Puka Nacua and Davante Adams. And then week four, the Bucs have like four good receivers. They just drafted another one in the first round. So there's challenges coming up. Let's go to Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
What's up,
Will? What's up?
I ain't nothing, man. I want to talk a little about the Phillies and the Eagles. Mm-hmm. With the Phillies, man, I think a lot of it is about contracts. I mean, I know it may be a little far-fetched, but I think, like, the contracts and everything, I think it got the team a little off right now. You know what I'm saying?
The Phillies?
Yeah.
Like, what? Because, you mean, like, the future? Like, the fact that they're free agents to be, like, Schwarber and JT and those guys and Ranger?
Right. So, it's like, you know, I think it's like playing a little bit on how they're playing right now. I'm not sure, but I think that is a thing to look at. But I think, you know, what the owner needs to say is, like, listen, no contracts or nothing is being discussed until we win this World Series. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can't keep dishing out money and everything until we get this World Series under our belt, you know, as far as that's concerned. I'm not worried. I think we got a little hiccups here and there, but I think we're going to get it together and we're going to make a strong run, you know, during the course of the season. You know what I'm saying? With the Eagles, with the play calling, man, I'm a little concerned about that because, like I said, I don't know this offensive coordinator. You know, Kellen Moore, he knew his teammates. He knew the play calls. He knew it was going to be a running type of season. And it should be another running type of season. You know, we got, you know, A.J. Dillon, you know. And I think we just need to keep pounding the ball because a lot of teams ain't used to being pounded, you know, wear them down. And, you know, we could make a nice run this.
And slather Vaseline on me.
Come on, y'all. I think, you know, like I said, I think we just need to be, you know, a smash mouth team again this season. And, you know, just wear the defense down and, you know, just make some good play calls for Jalen, man. And I think this is the season I really believe Jalen needs to, like, open up and, like, show everybody that, like, he's the quarterback, you know, our quarterback. You know,
well, he is our quarterback, but he's got more consistently excellent. Well, that's what I want.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, what kind of snack you got for us? John Johnson needs some help. The guy's eating celery at 3 o'clock in the morning. What are we going to give him?
Listen, I'm going to take him back in the day, man. How about giving him some old, good old fashioned Cracker Jacks?
Good old fashioned Cracker Jacks, says Will Northeast. When was the last time you had Cracker Jacks? Will, good phone call, buddy. When was the last time you had a Cracker Jack?
Oh, it's been a while.
Yeah, like, what, like 2 months, 5 years?
Oh, it's been some years. I don't, like, Cracker Jack used to be cool when you were young because they had the little twins inside.
Yeah.
Then you figured out that toy was garbage. And you just said, I'm cool on the Cracker Jacks.
So if I brought in a box of Cracker Jacks, you'd turn them down flat?
Nah, that's not my snack of choice. I like to make my own popcorn nowadays, though. I like it with the air popper and everything. I don't even like the microwave popcorn. I do the air popper thing.
Yeah, I don't like popcorn, so.
Yeah, you've told us that before. Are you anti-corn or anti-popcorn?
Coming around on corn.
Okay. Coming around. Not something you hear every day. I'm coming around on corner. Yeah. Our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center, your smile is the first thing that others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. We really have a wide variety of polls up today about the Phils, about the Eagles. Aaron Nola and macaroni and cheese. Let's work backwards here. Is mac and cheese a snack? This is a rough showing.
Yeah, Black Hurdy's getting toasted.
He's getting totally cooked here. No at 80% on mac and cheese as a snack. It's just too heavy.
Yeah. Like I said, with all due respect, that's a fat person's meal. That's a fat person's snack. Like you sitting at least three bills, you talking about, oh, I'm gonna go home and eat some macaroni and cheese as a snack. You was a three biller. Easy. It's three biller.
Yeah, I think the word is side. It could be a side with a meal, but
no. But with the lobster in
it's
there,
it's a lot. Yeah,
that's a whole meal.
It's heavy. I know.
Well, it was a restaurant. It's a restaurant in the city that has some good lobster mac. I can't think of the name of it. It's in the old city.
Yeah, it's not the restaurant you went to last night that you didn't like.
It
remains unnamed. No,
yeah, we ain't gonna name
that. No, we're not gonna do that. All right. Do you expect Aaron Nola to be good in his return? Yes at 60%. No at 40%. I do. We'll see what he does in his first start back. But I expect him to pitch well down the stretch. I think there could be something that we've never seen with Aaron, which is having a fresh arm down the stretch. The guy takes down every start, all the innings. I mean, that's what his career's been. This year's been a different kind of year, unfortunately, with the injury, but I think it could actually help him. Does training camp matter? Well, now this is interesting. A lot of people the last 2 days are saying training camp doesn't matter. You could just, whatever. Jalen throws picks, whatever. But now, 63% of the polls say yes. 63% yes, training camp does matter. Interesting kind of stuff here. All right. Does Rob Thompson need to be great for the Phillies to win the World Series? Yes, at 77%. People have their eye on Topper here. That is clear. And he did not have a good night last night. Wheeler on the mound tonight. Hopefully the Phillies can bounce back. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington talking to Topper. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff. There's a lot to unpack when I call in later in the day.
Yeah, you get the whole gamut of the nonsense that goes out through the show.
So,
yep.
Apparently no days off for her. 3 days of food poisoning, back on the grind in the gym.
I mean, excuse me. That's how you don't get that kind of figure without getting to the gym as often as possible.
Not at all. Not at all.
Could you incorporate some leg day? Some leg day.
Hey, you, Bucky's is only 4.5 hours away from Claymont down in Virginia.
Right, that's a nice, but technically, Jeff, it's 8.
That's a good day.
That's an 8-hour trip, though.
Oh, because they're
right.
Back.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Go down with Skip
one.
And head back.
I ain't going with Skip nowhere. Nowhere.
Also, I never heard of the term pox party, but I have been an unwilling participant. My brother and sister and I, when we were younger, all three got chicken pox right around the holidays.
Truckhorn Jerry.
Sure, my parents. I'm pretty sure my parents just did not tell us that was a thing and just decided to let us mill around amongst each other. So, yeah.
Yeah, you've been there. I mean, you're a pox party veteran like the rest of us. Yeah, Hugh not so much.
Just never heard the term. Joe, I do think Topper needs to be great because of the inconsistency of the offense. So, last night they didn't score any runs. Well, they scored one or whatever. I would have sent Lizardo out in the seventh inning with the stipulation that if one guy gets on, you're out.
Mm-hmm.
I got to take you out. So that was a mistake leaving him in. And I'm sort of okay with the bunt, but not on a 3-1 count. I don't know. I don't think I would have done that.
Well, especially against they're not going up against, Duran, right? They're going up against a closer that had never closed. And he's trying to get his first career save. You're basically giving him a free out. He probably looked at that and was like, oh, okay, if they want to give me an out, I've got to get one or two more.
Yeah, I'm not crushing him for the decision to bunt, but I would say there were better options in that situation. He's got to be – and I'm also kind of excited for Aaron Nola to come back because you just mentioned just a few minutes ago about having a fresh arm and being rested, and this is the first time in a while he's been like that going into September and October. So I'm looking forward to that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I miss watching him. I mean, obviously this year he wasn't good in the beginning, but just in general, he's a good pitcher, and they need – look, I think it will help them, and Jeff Goodfunko with a six-man rotation down the stretch. I think it's going to keep the other guys a little fresher. We're probably going to use him in the rotation in the playoffs. We all thought game three when we first just threw it out, where is he going to start in the postseason? And he has a fresh arm. I think that matters. So another one of our listeners has been to a Pox party. Hugh Douglas, of course, you haven't been.
Never been to a Pox party. Never heard anything about it.
Well, it's over now because they have the chicken pox vaccine.
Yeah.
Have you had chicken pox before?
Mm-mm.
Maybe we might need to get you to one.
You could get it.
No, I'm cool. Because it's worse now that since I'm older, right? It's like, it could be bad.
Well, the good news for you is because all these generations of kids after you have gotten the vaccine, it's not like people are walking around with chickenpox these days. You're probably clear for the rest of your life.
Okay, well, I'm cool.
Probably.
Yeah.
It's a good point by Hugh. Hugh can't be walking around picking up afflictions.
Yeah, not at this age. Going up to the upper room prematurely. I'm cool.
Here lies Hugh.
In the upper room.
Lost his battle with chickenpox.
That would be irresponsible.
I ain't trying to get it. Dog. like this age stuff hit different. It does, man. I don't even like the, like, my biggest fear is the fall. I ain't trying to fall.
Well, yeah. Falling.
To fall.
Fall down.
Fall.
Yeah, Kyle thought you meant down. Autumn. He thought you meant the season.
Wouldn't put it past them.
No. Nah,
those leaves changing colors? Who's worst fear?
Nope.
Coats being worn.
Yeah.
All that.
Well, you haven't gotten Life Alert yet? We've suggested that, in just a case.
Not yet.
Okay.
I'm not there yet.
Yeah. I think what you should do is you should get Life Alert, but connect it back to the studio. So if anything happens, we get like alerts here.
No, that would not.
And we just laugh.
Where's you? Oh, my alarm's going off.
If I fell down, you two would be the last two people I call.
Why?
I'm going to call everybody but y'all.
Listen, we get things done around here, okay?
No, I mean, not without some jokes being told.
Well, okay, that doesn't mean we're not going to do things the right way.
We would never have
one of those. Who are you Blue Jeans Lakin before us? Come on.
Yeah, I'm a carpet. When I threw my keys away, y'all, I could just hear the laughing and giggling y'all were doing when I did that.
No, we would never laugh.
I hated to call y'all, too. Mm-mm. I hated to call, but I ain't had no choice. Yeah.
You did. There was an embarrassment undertone.
Yeah.
Kyle, what did you say? Oh, man. I was like, that old man let me know everything.
I think my reaction was, oh, no.
Yeah, that's what it was something.
Oh, no.
I was like, that let me know all I need to know. They about to kill me.
Yep, Mike in Collinsville's up. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Good,
hey,
Mike.
This thing with Popper, I don't think he needs to be great, but I think he needs to make better choices. The last couple games, questionable, especially, you know, he should have pulled what's his name out last night after the first guy got on base. So
Lizardo, Lizardo.
I'm sorry. I just don't think he's making good choices. And I think, you know, in order for them to win, they've got to come, you know, together as a team, start hitting better, especially Harper. I know he was good at the end of July, beginning of August, but since then, not too much.
Well, you're right. I mean, he's actually, I think it's kind of flown back under the radar because he, you know, Harper stabilized and he got his numbers back closer to normal. So we kind of moved off talking about him and how he wasn't having a great year. But the last few weeks in the month of August so far, which is what, 50, we're halfway through the month. He has not hit well this month. I mean, his numbers in August are pretty bad.
No, I totally agree. And, you know, with Noah coming back, I'm excited about that. I think he's going to help the team, give them a little boost they need. And I think Wheeler's going to come out tonight and really, you know, be his old self. That's what I'm looking for.
Well, me too. And, Mike, I just want to see the velocity tick back up a little bit. I know it's not everything, but with him, that's his calling card. Like, when he needs to rear back and hit 97, 98, we know he could do it. And his last start, it was like he's barely hitting 94.
Right. No, I agree. I totally agree. I'm hoping this little time off, maybe, you know, he can get it back and be the old Wheeler.
Yeah, we need it. All right, Mike, what do you got for us? A snack for John Johnson for a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy League.
Okay. I'm thinking a cookie, whether like it be an Oreo or those cookies they give you on the airplane, the Biscoffs.
Those cookies are good. Airplane cookies,
really,
you like those?
Yeah, they're okay.
Yeah, they're okay.
No, because I've had people, I mean, I'm not, you know, I mean, both y'all got a little bit upset. Yeah, they're okay.
Well, I mean, most people like them.
I mean, they're okay. I've seen them. They've made cakes out of the Biscoff cookie stuff.
Ooh.
I've seen those. Yeah, they're okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Mike. Appreciate it. I mean, you're a hard grader on the snacks.
Well, no, it's one of those things that if I was going to a go-to cookie.
Mm-hmm.
The Biscoff cookie wouldn't be my first choice.
So with mutton, it would not be mine either. I think what makes them special is I never think about them unless I'm on an airplane.
Yeah, but you can buy them in the store now.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, you can buy them in the store.
I think that's what I'm saying.
That would not be my first go-to snack.
I feel like it takes away a little of the novelty if I can get them in the store.
Yeah, you can get them in the store.
Yeah, I want to save them for the plane. I don't want them in the store.
You know, I don't like to fly like that, so no. I ain't jumping on a plane to eat no cookies.
I don't go on planes for the cookies, but it's like
I like how the caller got mad that I.
Well, I think he was offended. I think he thought about his choice.
My bad, dog. No, I didn't know that you know.
Have you noticed how hard of a grader Hugh is on snacks today?
He's tough, man.
I mean, the guy doesn't like any snacks.
Well, if John Johnson has not snacked on some Biscoff cookies in his segment, then shame on him.
I agree with that.
He needs to eat these crickets or something crazy like that. Or these Takis.
You can't have hot ass Takis while you're on the air. He won't be able to speak.
Yeah, he's painting himself into a corner.
He's a talk show host. Got to talk.
You need to eat some what they call them, mountain oysters. Eat some of those.
What?
That's a snack.
You're trying to get him to eat some balls?
I mean, aren't
the Rocky Mountain oysters?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bridge too far for me.
You got some, when somebody says some avocado balls. Eat some avocado
what
balls.
That, what do you mean? Like the seed? The seed in the middle of the avocado?
No.
It's hard.
No.
You can't eat that.
I showed you the picture. The avocado balls.
I
already.
It was mango balls.
Avocados are balls.
Oh, no. You're right. It was mango balls.
Now, there is a ball within the avocado. It's the seed.
Oh, not that
that's
ball.
That's hard. You can't eat that thing.
You don't eat them balls.
No.
But it's some stacks out there you can eat that are, you know. Are frog legs considered a snack?
I don't think that's a snack. Frog legs are not a snack.
Well, where do we come down on, like, wings?
Chicken wings are...
Well, that's a good point.
I think they would be in a similar category.
Yeah.
If you consider wings.
It really depends on how many you're having then. Sure. Because, you know, if you have enough wings, that's a meal.
Yeah, that's a meal. Yeah, if you eat, like, 20.
Wings are way closer to a snack than mac and cheese.
Yeah, right. You're having Yeah, so 10 or 12 wings.
So
yeah.
If we're putting wings in that category, then frog legs go.
You can get the Biscoff cookie butter. It's not that big a deal.
But it's a novelty on the plane. The only place I've ever had those cookies is on an airplane.
Yeah, but you need to get in the store more. They got them on the shelf.
No, I want to keep the novelty. It makes the flight better.
You want to keep it nostalgic.
I want to keep it nostalgic. I don't think about them until I'm on an airplane.
Somebody needs to come with an exotic snack. Like, he needs to eat some crickets or something. Some little baby spiders or something.
Yeah,
that's a snack.
Yeah, I've eaten the crickets. I wouldn't think I would do the spiders.
You know, there's a lot of, you know, snacks. Spiders eat some spiders.
You have a grasshopper?
I ain't eating none of that, dog. I'm not doing the snacking tonight. That's not my job.
There is a jerky store in, I'm trying to remember the name of the town. There's a jerky store in Bucks County. And they had, I mean, anything you could think of, they've made jerky out of. It's anything. Like bugs, fish, whatever. It's wild in there.
No, wait a minute, what?
No, that's a little bit.
Said anything I could think of.
Anything that's not a person. All right, 215-592-9499 for final segment for your calls to get in all of this, including the spot in the Midday Show Fantasy League. We will name our next entry today before we hand it over to the afternoon show. We'll check in with you people. And plus, speaking of John Johnson, he gave a ruling on a grievance regarding Hugh Douglas. This we're going to have
to
hear.
Wait a minute, what'd I do?
Guilty!
You'll hear, that's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Y'all know fall right around the corner. You know what that means. Football season and pumpkin spice season. Y'all know I've been talking about this pumpkin spice bacon, everybody. It's a game changer. It's thick cut, warm fall spices with a touch of sweetness. It's bold, it's different, and it's delicious. Pumpkin spice bacon is available for a limited time at your local grocery stores. Visit simplyhatfield.com for where to buy Hatfield. Better care, better pork.
Uh-oh. We know what that music means. Do we have to investigate something around here? Or is there something going on with John Johnson?
I mean, what happened?
Is someone guilty around here?
Guilty.
Right, guilty.
It sounds like Hugh Douglas over here.
What'd I do?
Well, let's hear it. I mean, John Johnson had to investigate something that you said a few days ago to find out if you were guilty or not.
Caleb, describe one more on social media.
All right, we'll go with Phil, and he has a big grievance with Hugh Douglas.
Okay.
On Monday, he said Jalen Hurts is more valuable than Howie Roseman. Can the court demand a drug test, please?
Phil, thank you for your grievance. I am well aware of this. We didn't bring it up on this program, but I am well aware of what transpired and the exchange after Hugh made such a statement. And Hugh said, as the grievance implies, that when they were talking about the success of the Philadelphia Eagles these last few years, Hugh Douglas stood his ground and said that Jalen is more responsible for it than Howie Roseman. And I know that Kyle Quinn, so this is like a double midday grievance here, that Kyle and his co-host, Joe Giglio, said, are you all right, Hugh? What are you talking about? How could you say that? This is difficult from my standpoint here, being you know, now the jury and eventual judge, because it's an opinion, right? Versus true or false, telling a truth or lying. So it's very difficult. But difficult challenges, I'm not going to shy away from it. Hugh Douglas is guilty. Absolutely guilty. Mm-hmm. You don't want to disrespect Jalen Hurts by having to pick a side. And I understand that. Jalen Hurts has accomplished a lot. We know his resume. We know what he hopes to still accomplish. However, to say it blatantly without any hesitation and not back down from it is ignorance. And Hugh Douglas, ignorant in such a statement. Guilty. It's not capital crime, but it's like a step beneath that to where, somebody as the drug test. Yes. Can we get your blood tested? Perhaps. Maybe the court will order that. But Hugh is guilty.
A step below capital crime. Your response. The judge has spoken.
I think the case was wrongly presented because I remember the conversation. And it was on the piggybacking off of how Howie has thrust himself into this and made himself seem irreplaceable. And I don't believe that to be the case. That was the gist of the conversation that was being had.
It was. Now, to be fair, if the way you're framing it, and Jalen also not irreplaceable, because last Friday I was told Tanner McKee could roll in there and win 11 games.
Well,
I said 10.
That Tanner McKee could win 10 games and get you to the playoffs. Yeah. He ain't going to win you a Super Bowl, and I still stand on that.
One of our callers told me he could lead them to the number one seed.
No, and that caller has banned himself. He's had a self-ban from this show. But I believe that. I think that what Howie has done is strategic genius because Howie has had success. I cannot deny that. But what Howie also has done, he's presented himself in a way that you can't be without him, and I think that's by design. I do believe that.
But also by performance.
Okay, we'll give you that, but Howie's not the only one that's out there performing. He has a group of individuals that help him make the decisions and steer him in the right direction.
Totally.
It's almost like, you know, like they say a good boss has good consigliaries, good generals and stuff. Same thing. And when I said that, you know, the people that weren't vibrating on a higher level like I am and don't have vision such as me, they didn't understand that.
Wasn't that the day your contact was acting up on you? There was no vision.
Listen,
there was no vision.
I scratched my cornea. My cornea was...
You were foggy.
I got to the RV like, is it hazy out? I can't see anything.
I still stand on
it's
that.
It's a terrible take.
It's an awesome take. It makes you think.
No.
It makes you think.
You know, I'm going to start taking that when I piss everyone off. This is an awesome take. Makes you think.
It's an awesome take. It ain't no worse than the Eagles got blown out yesterday by the Cleveland Browns.
Hold on, that's not a take.
That was a fact. Yeah, everyone watched it. That was there. They got blown out.
I digress.
You laugh, but guess what? If they start off two and two, you don't think we're going back to that?
Everybody knows what happened on that field
yesterday. So why are we playing this preseason game? We already know what the outcome going to be. Cleveland going to blow us out.
Why are they playing it?
Well, because
they charge season ticket holders for all the games.
I mean, the preseason is a scam.
Elliott let
the cat out of the bag.
He did.
They got blown. He warned everybody about what they're going to
say. I love ESP, boy. He gets on Spike's nerves.
If you missed yesterday, can we hear Elliott again? Elliott yesterday on the afternoon show describing what happened in the Eagles Browns joint practice. Here it
today
was
a blowout by the Browns. The Browns won this practice considerably more than the Eagles won their practice yesterday. And I think for the 2 days overall, the Browns outplayed the Eagles.
You know what's missing from that?
Really hits every time I hear it.
You know what's missing from that? Mm. What did Ike say? I wonder what did Ike say? Ike was sitting there. What did Ike say? What was Ike's retort? I'm curious.
I think Ike feeds into the training camp bit.
He does.
Yeah.
I think he's an enabler.
He didn't say it, but I think Ike probably went on his FanDuel app and bet the under on the season win total. If I'm being honest,
I'm just curious.
Yeah. We're monitoring that.
I'm just curious because there's no audio of Ike saying anything to Elliott about nothing.
I'm sure there is.
Well, yeah.
But that for our purposes, that doesn't matter.
We have an agenda to push you.
Are you new around here?
I respect it. I respect it so much.
I hear the Eagles get blown out by the Browns.
Wow, that's all that we, that's all you need to hear.
All right, hold on. I'm checking their win total. I just want to see if it dropped over at the FanDuel. Their win total is still... Hold on. All right, still 11.5. It hasn't moved, but I'm monitoring the situation.
And I still stand on that, though.
Stand on what?
The Howie thing.
Yeah, no.
I do.
You got to move on.
I do.
Last time we did this,
I have vision.
You got everyone upset, and then you had to fight off people that were upset.
It's very aggravating.
I have vision.
It's an extremely aggravating
thing. It's the truth. Mm-hmm. Howie's standing on the shoulders of others.
Okay.
But he gets the credit.
So we had a caller on Monday who kind of led us here, and so I threw out the question, mm-hmm. and then you had what you call a good take.
I had epiphany.
I'm going to spin it a different way. I'm going to ask the same question a different way to end the week. Right now, I'm not saying when their careers are over. I'm saying right now, who's more deserving of a statue outside the link, Howie or Jalen?
Right now,
Jalen. Stop. It's Howie.
Dude, you.
How many?
You got
Jalen has
crack.
Been to two.
Yeah, Howie's been at three.
And he played well in both of them.
Howie didn't play in any. So,
Jalen is more deserving.
How many rings Jalen got?
Jalen got two.
No.
One.
You didn't say if they were championship rings or not. You just said rings.
Oh, okay. Stop.
Then how many rings?
Howie got three.
Hey, how many rings Howie got? Howie got
three. Well, Jalen has three rings.
How many Howie got?
Where's Jalen's third ring?
He got married this offseason.
Oh, stop. Now you're...
Wait a minute. Did you just...
There's almost a curse on the air. He got married this offseason. Howie's married.
No. Did you see Kyle's face?
So disappointed.
I'm appalled. I'm appalled at you.
Hey, listen. If Elliot can say ridiculous stuff on this radio station,
what's it ridiculous?
I can too.
They got their ass kicked yesterday, okay?
That was a self-fan.
It was, okay?
If Elliot can say ridiculous stuff, then that means this Friday I can say ridiculous stuff too.
All right.
As long as you admit it's ridiculous.
Yeah, as long as you know
you're being completely rings, absurd. Yeah, and Howie has more.
No, he should get a statue too. I do believe that.
If they retired right now, Howie goes to the Hall of Fame, Jalen does not.
Nick Foles have a statue?
You don't have to do this.
Yes,
man.
But that was the
four games.
Hold on. That was the most famous play in franchise history.
Four games and Nick Foles got a statue, right?
Did you see that play?
I'm not arguing
on fourth down.
I am not.
Against Belichick.
You don't have to do this, my man. You don't have to do this.
What do you? I don't have to do what?
I'm trying to save you.
Four games.
I'm throwing you a lifeline.
Four games. He got a statue.
This
did he
is
not?
This is a figurative pox party you're doing right
what
now. You're at a pox party,
about?
Dude. Take the lifeline.
What are you talking
please?
About? Four games. He got a statue. How many times? How many playoff games Jalen's won?
That's
how long has he been here?
He's been here 5 years.
He needs a statue.
Does not need a statue yet.
Okay, not yet, but they should be working on it.
They should not be working on his statue
yes,
yet. He's
they
got a
should.
Half a career
you know what this
left.
Is? You're being thirsty to the Jalen guys.
Wow.
Thirsty to the Jalen guys. He has a pressure group? Is that what we're talking
no,
about?
No, like his fan group. No. The fan boys.
You know the lunatics that call in here and tell us that he's the best quarterback that ever
no,
walked here.
No, now, first
you
of all, first of all.
I, wow. Joe, I see exactly. I
know.
I see exactly.
Trying to endear himself to the Jalen guys.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Objective analysis out the window.
We call
first
you.
First of all.
Now you're caught.
I have never said that Jalen was the best quarterback in the NFL. I've never said that.
No, but you are. You're placating to them.
I am not placating anybody. I am speaking my truth.
Wow.
I am speaking what I believe in my heart.
No, Joe.
I know. I see it.
No, see, Kyle can't handle the truth, so now he's trying to spin it in a way.
No, there's no truth.
That there, that, like what I'm saying, there's some factual validity to it.
There isn't.
It is.
Okay. No.
It is.
Can we just go back to reality for a second? Jalen Hurts is the best quarterback in Eagles history. I think he's jumped Donovan. He's a Super Bowl
that's
champion.
That's why he needs a statue.
Does not need a statue. He hasn't earned a statue yet. The next statue here should be the Tush Push statue, and then after that, perhaps a Howie statue. Then we talk about Jalen's statue.
The Tush Push statue.
Yes.
Okay.
I would like to let you know, the phone lines are ringing off the hook right now. we are running out of time. They're coming for you.
We should have led with this.
And let them come. They came for Jon Snow. And he stood his ground.
All right. By the way, before we go back to the phone lines here,
I like the shirt.
We want to thank Steve.
It's white,
Steve
though.
From You People. It's white.
It shouldn't have been white.
Why? We got a gift. Say thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Take your free thing. Be grateful.
You need to make some with some different colors though, because white is not a great color for a t-shirt.
The shirt is awesome.
That's
great. You People have a shirt. They also have. I didn't know this. Do you know they have a
slogan?
Gray? You know they have a slogan? The you people. Bell rings, we speak. So I guess we ring the bell to start the show, and they speak.
But we don't ring a bell, though.
It's probably figurative. It's a ring the bell. Maybe we should play along. They see made us a shirt.
I'm being difficult
just
on
play
a Friday.
Along. Yeah, just play along. All right, speaking of difficult, Cowboy Jim is up next. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
Why are you glossing over the fact that Hugh also said that fans are idiots? So which is worse?
I say it with all due respect.
Yeah, but we know that doesn't count.
All due respect.
Well, even Cowboy Jim is after you, and we know he's, you know,
with
you
all
two,
due respect.
You two on the same side most times.
Well, look, the only time passengers are happy with me is when I give them a Biscoff cookie and free alcohol. So you all know about that, too. Let me get to my snack here before you cut me off here. My snack is, this is something Kyle likes. Kyle likes, you know, nuts that are sugar-coated. So I'm going to say a sugar-coated cashew or pecan. So
sugar-coated? Like, hold on a second. Like honey sugar or just regular
sugar-coated
sugar?
Sugar-coated nuts, like pecans or...
Kyle did not like that.
This is a lot.
You like that one, you?
Yeah.
Come on. Hey, you, come on. Join in on the cowboy party. Come on. Herb's worried. Kyle's worried. Joe's worried about the Cowboys.
I'm not worried about the Cowboys. I told you.
Yeah, I dropped that, by the way.
The Cowboys stink. Yeah.
You dropped it, Kyle?
Yeah, man. Like, you see what's going on down there. It's a total disaster.
7-10. I mean, you know
what's going. I don't know what's going on down there, Kyle.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
I don't want to know. Hey, listen, I need my friend Denzel Washington. Listen, my brother, my cowboy brother. Listen, I feel your pain, Denzel. I hope he likes bourbon. I'm going to need to send him some bourbon. And boo-hoo-hoo, a bunch of millionaire Phillies stuck in Cincinnati. Give me a break. They got 50 rooms at the Marriott overlooking the Ohio River. Food, beer, everywhere. Give me a break. The next day, they get luxury buses sent an escort. Give me a break here. I was on an airplane for 14 hours yesterday.
What's your job?
I'm not crying like Fransky's crying. Give me a break.
I don't think he was crying. It's your job, Jim.
That's a little different.
Yeah, Jim, we appreciate the phone call. I'm not excusing the Phillies' loss or Topper's bad decisions last night because of the plane. That does sound like a terrible travel day, though.
It is. It does sound like it. Like to have to go straight to work once you get off the plane.
I mean, they're used to getting in the night before.
Yeah,
so to get
unwind,
in,
rest a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not an excuse to lose to the Nats. The Nats stink. But it's a thing. It happens.
It's something. It's definitely something.
It is. But there's a lot of things in this show that are just, there's something. There's a lot of, today's been a lot of somethings.
Yes.
Your favorite something from today? The Pox Party.
That was different. Yeah. That was definitely different. Did not know about the Pox Party.
You learn something new single day.
Jeff was a part of the Pox Party.
Yeah, sometimes you go to you've been brought to the Pox Party. You didn't even
you
know.
Didn't even know.
You just were dropped off.
But now that you know you went to the Pox Party, do you confront your parents about it?
No,
at this age.
No, I mean, what do you? We got out of the way.
We're all standing.
Yeah,
it's cool.
No one died.
That was the point.
Yeah,
you know?
Just get it out of the way.
I guess you're right.
Well, I'd rather get it when I was young than older. I mean, who wants chicken pox when they're like a teenager or a grown up?
Like we said, I mean, Hugh's got to look out for stuff.
You better watch out, man.
Keep y'all kids away from me, little badass kids.
No kids get chicken pox anymore.
Oh, they don't get it. Okay.
We did the pox parties.
I think we
single handedly ended it.
I think I was. I guess Kyle too. Right around the end of children getting chickenpox, because I think it's about the mid-90s. Every kid was getting the vaccine, or most at least. So it kind of went away. All right, can we check in with you people? What's going on there?
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
And it's sponsored by New Jersey Human Services. Don't let something as dangerous as fentanyl take you from friends. Stay in the picture and stay away from fentanyl. Learn the risks of this mortal drug at stayinthepic.nj.gov. We have a red alert, fellas.
Mm.
Aaron in San Diego is threatening to come to McGurk's on September 3rd. Whether he's in the league or not.
That is a red alert. All right, so we know people there.
It's a nice little flight, though.
It is, yeah.
It ain't cheap.
I think we can alert security. It would be pretty funny if Aaron from San Diego came from San Diego all the way here to join us, and we did not let him in. Security wouldn't let him through the door.
That would be a lot. That'd be kind of hurtful, though, too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but do you want to hang out with Aaron
no.
for 3 hours?
Mm-mm.
I mean, he can say hi, but it's like hanging out.
He can say we could wave through the window from the outside.
Even that's a lot. All right. So on the poll we put out earlier. So the Phillies lose 3 straight. Now Joe wants Topper fired.
We never said
get
that.
Get this guy out of my city. Well,
he said he needs to be great. How is that firing him? I need him to perform well.
That's what he heard.
Does anyone listen? Does anyone?
No.
Okay.
No.
Does anyone hear what's being said?
Mm-mm. Maybe.
Okay.
They don't listen, though.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Yep. Joe conveniently picks on Castellanos, but doesn't have the balls to rip Bryce Harper.
Mm.
Well, so Bryce has not been good in August. I said that. We discussed this
a little bit.
I've heard that. Yeah. He's also been much better this season than Nick Castellanos. Bryce Harper, for as much as he's struggling, like I think he could get on base or not get on base for like a week and still have a higher on base percentage than Castellanos.
By the way, I think sometimes people forget who they're dealing with here. You traded Bryce Harper
for Juan Soto.
Juan Soto.
I've traded them all. I mean, like,
yeah, that's kind of, yeah.
They don't call you Trader Joe for nothing.
That's right.
All right, how's this one for coping? Elliot is lying.
This is my new favorite one for things aren't going the way we
not
want.
Not true.
That person's making
He's
it
a liar.
Up.
He's a liar.
Eagles didn't play well? You were lying about it. Well, actually, someone said yesterday, because yesterday when we started the show, Kyle, I was going over Jalen's performance in camp, and I was using Elliot's grade, and I kind of grades, and I kind of went through them and averaged it out, right? So if you average out Elliot's grades, it is about a C on the GPA level, right? Grade point average. Mm-hmm. Someone said I'm lying, and there were more B's than I said. As if I went through them all and just made up what Elliot put out there. Why? Why would anyone lie?
Elliot's making it up. Oh, God. All right. Let's test out a couple of potential new drops today.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
We're going to be playing the big D, okay?
Yeah, that was a lot.
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. That's a terrible.
And then this one. I think this one has some serious potential.
Joe Chilio is an idiot.
That one might be a daily drop. We could use that a lot around
Joe
here.
Chilio is an idiot.
I think that was Brian from earlier, so mm-hmm. I did like that one. Long talking, Douglas, is really starting to get on my nerves.
You know what? I was just sitting there
mine
saying,
too.
I might have got out of. I said I might have not caught a stray today or two.
No.
Oh, stop. In the YouTube chat? Come on.
Yeah, you got a few more coming, buddy. I'm surprised any callers would forget he was on the show when you hear his phone go off over the air. God.
That was actually Kyle in the chat.
Twice today.
One time it was during an interview.
I thought I got away with one.
Yeah, well, you get away with them when they're during interviews because Kyle doesn't yell and you know, just destroy the interview.
I just give you a dirty.
He gives them the
absolute
look
dirtiest
like
look.
A parent who sees the kid doing something they're not supposed to do. Like, I see you over there. It's like a kid with his hand in the cookie jar. We all see it.
Yep. I don't really know where this one came from. Mm-hmm. Hugh sounds like a Mets fan today.
Wow. Fan. That's a low blow. It's a low blow.
What does that mean?
I don't know. You must have said something pro-Mets. Or
well, what does a Mets fan sound like? Delusional?
A jerk.
Sad,
yeah.
Deep down, like really depressed and sad. Yeah, it is hurtful.
I just heard the golf crew in the Glen Mills. It's a Glen Mills golf crew is listening to us. So shout out to the golf crew.
Nice course. That. Nice course. Like that place. This one might kind of hurt.
Why you laugh?
Ooh, Hugh is looking extra old today.
I don't believe that. I put lotion on my skin. That's not true.
Vaseline or lotion?
No, I put lotion.
It's the ooh that
yeah, ooh.
Like they're like the
what you look like.
The ooh is reserved for like someone that like falls like really hard, like ooh, ow.
Ooh, pop pop looking real old today.
Ooh, he was looking extra old.
What you look like?
That might be one of my favorite ones I've ever read.
You know, it's subtle, but it does sting a little
that
bit.
Hits, man.
It hits.
So I've been thinking about names for my team in our fantasy league. Extra old Hugh is now certainly near the top of my list.
You moved off of Blue Jeans Lakin?
Jeans Lakin is for our league with Rod that we're doing, like all the staff here. But extra old Hugh might be for our listener league.
Ooh. Oh man! All right, well, one more on to you. Hugh sticking up for Topper makes sense. Both lifeless and spineless.
That hurt. That hurt. That would hurt. that would hurt.
You know, I actually think that is a worse knock on Topper. They're having fun with you. They listen to your show. Poor Topper's getting rocked there. Lifeless and spineless.
I am lively.
That is tough. All right,
I am so lively.
Just a couple more here. Mac and cheese as a snack is how you end up like Herb fighting for your life in the bathroom.
For 7 hours.
That ain't funny, though. Why am I laughing?
Oh, dude. All right, last one. Herb said he wasn't worried about the Browns, but he did just spend 7 straight hours with them.
Oh, wow.
That's a good one.
That is good.
That's a good one.
That's a good way to end the week. All right, we need to pick a winner today for Tri-Day, which will incorporate...
Mac and cheese.
Okay, after we... I mean, you spent an hour destroying Black Gritty.
Yeah, I unfortunately put my foot down on that one. So.
All right, what do we like today? There's some good ones.
I did like the... You might have objected to it, but I like the deep-fried Oreo.
That was juice?
Yeah, it was juice.
You know what? I like juice. All right, Juice, you are officially invited, and you have a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League. Maybe Juice will bring us some fried Oreos to draft night.
I'm not going
to
eat them.
I mean, I would eat them. Maybe it sounds delicious. All right, that is more than enough for us today. It's time for us to go. We are off to the weekend. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Hugh, we got to work tomorrow.
We got to work.
Yeah, we're not off.
What time we go to work? 11, right?
11 a.m. The pregame show starts before the Eagles and the Browns tomorrow afternoon. All right, the afternoon show is next. Enjoy them and the Philistine. We need a win. Is Wheeler going to get a win? Are we winning this game tonight?
Yes.
I need a guarantee. I need it.
Yes, a guarantee.
Guaranteed win tonight.
They're rested and they're ready to go.
There we go. All right, afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.